Okay, so we left off with his limudim about what you learn from Umadidu and Ziyatu. There's extra vavs or whatever, right? This is that if you're going to tell me that you have a vav, Vishavtacha, to teach me not just three judges but five judges, measure for regular Rufa, then I'll tell you the extra vav, two more, I'll tell you not only five but seven and nine. So it says, no. Can't do that because these are already used up. So it says V'yatsu teaches you Hein V'lo Shaluchayim. It's on Mem Hayim and Aleph. So the fifth line. Okay, Hein V'lo Shaluchayim. So it teaches you they must do it and not their messengers. Okay, not their messengers. So that's Allah brought down the Rambam, I think. Let me see. He just says, Yotzim Chamisha Zakenim Yibez Nagado of Yerushalayim. So they have to go out. So I just wanted to find us having Askana about whether or not it would be sufficient to use messengers of the Bez Nagado. And then Amadidut teaches you now. It's not sufficient. V'yatsu, and they shall go out. So I'm thinking perhaps similar to what you want to think, but maybe a little simplified. So the question is that how are you involving the Bez Nagado? In what capacity is the Torah Mechayev of Bez Nagado to be involved in this this process? The Segla Rufa process. Okay, so in what capacity is the Bez Din HaGadol that must be involved in the Segla Rufa process? That's the question. There's two different possibilities. Is it pshat that it must be the psak of Bez Din HaGadol? No, there's a Bez Din here. There's a case being judged. Which city is the closest city? So it must be issued. The determination must be in the psak. The resultant psak must be a psak of the Bez Din HaGadol. That's the way you involve them. That's the way it becomes public or whatever. Right? The Bez Din HaGadol is involved. It's they're the ones who determine. It's the psak of the Bez Din HaGadol which issues which determines which city has to do it. Okay, or do you say that it must be like the Maisa of the Bez Din HaGadol? The psak comes through a medida, and the Bez Din HaGadol must be involved not just in the psak which the medida brings about, they must be involved in the Maisa medida itself. Okay, so if you were to say that it's just the psak of the Bez Din HaGadol, so then you'd say, so then sometimes the Bez Din HaGadol has to, does things themselves. Sometimes they use shulchan. Not every time the Bez Din HaGadol has to, let's say, Supreme Court has to figure out some sort of a fact gathering. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean the judge has to do it himself. There could be workers who do certain other dirty work for the judges, and the judges issue the psak. So it's not like so difficulty. Hire Shulchei Bez Din who will take out the measure. You know, the surveyors of Bez Din will measure the closest city. They'll come back, relay it to the Bez Din, and Bez Din will give the psak, and it will be the psak of the Bez Din HaGadol. That the determination of the Bez Din HaGadol. That's the method which they operate is through shulchan. Or do you say that's the V'yatsu teaches you no, and they must go out? It means. Is not just an idea that the psak is the psak of the Bez Din HaGadol, but it's an idea that it's performed by the maisei medida, which is brings about the psak, must be brought down by the Bez Din HaGadol. The maisei medida, the medida itself, and of the determination, the maisei of the determination must be done by the Bez Din. Not just that the psak is nikrei sal shamam, is called by their name, but they're actually involved in the process. That's what V'yatsu is teaching you. Okay, so now the next one. So the next one says, V'umadidu says, Afilu nimtza ba'alil li'ir. Even ha'imodnim. Shemitzvah lasuk medida. Means even if it's very close to one of the cities, and it's clearly that this is the closest city, still, The mitzvah is to be involved in the medina. Still, they have to do medina. It's not enough to just say that's the closest city. But you must actually do the medina. Right? You must actually do the medina. Right? And it sounds funny. Something sounds funny about it, because, I mean, well, you're going to have one city is 2 feet away, another city is 50 miles away, and you're going to have to measure both of them. Right? I mean, that's what's going to happen. I mean, it just sounds strange. Something sounds strange about it. And the Rambam has it also. There's a filu in this is in Tas Aleph, in the Ritzachshim Asa Nafash. Feel nimsa besada yer zu shazu shahadavar yadua bevadai shiakrova mitzvah lindor. Even if it's clear, certainly, it's right next to one city, still there's a mitzvah to be moded, mitzvah to measure. Right. Yeah, so the Rambam just says the same thing, that it's a mitzvah to be moded even if it's clear cut. So the question is, what's the Havim Haskana here? Right? What's the Havim Haskana? This here is bothersome. What's the Havim Haskana? But also, like, what's the sense of the thing? It just sounds to me, I feel like it would be nice if we could, if our Haskana could somehow also supply us with the sense of the thing. Sounds strange. Right. I'm just asking as a side point. I'm saying is that what do you mean you measure all the cities that are around it? I mean, in theory, you can measure every city in Eretz Yisrael is around it, so how do you determine which cities to measure? So you'll say, well, you just eyeball it. But if you don't see eyeballing it, then you don't need to measure. The whole point is that it's saying mitzvah is to measure. So my question is, what does it mean? So which cities do you measure? You can measure in theory, measure an infinitum, but now you can tell you have to eyeball it and say, no, I'm not going to measure that one. So then you eyeball the whole thing. If it's one's 2 feet away, another one's miles, then just say, I'll just do the one too. But apparently the halacha is I have to measure. So now you should measure every city. So I'm saying, I think the answer is that it says you measure the cities which are sevivo sechalo. That's what the Rambam says, that's what the pasuk says. So I'm saying sevivo sechalo means that are around, that are surrounding the corpse. So I would say is that if you have city 1 and city 2, and in order to get to city 2 you have to go through city 1, then you can't say that city 2 is surrounding the mace. City 1 is surrounding the mace. So if you have city 3, which is maybe further than city 2, but there's a direct line from the corpse to city 3 with no intervening city, then I'll say that the city 3 is surrounding the mace. And then I'd measure between city 1, and I'd measure city 3, and I'll see which one is low, which one is further. But if 1 is actually past city 1 and then comes city 2 through city 1, obviously city 2 is further than city 1. It's not even... But it's not... I don't have to measure that, it's just not Sevivo Sechalal. So Sevivo Sechalal means those which are around it. So I say around it means those cities which you have a straight path that will go from the corpse to a different city, to that city.
So basically their method of radials.
I mean, it would seem, it's a good point, it would seem that there comes a point where you can no longer say the thing is surrounding the mace. The city has no direct, there's a direct line to that city, but it's you know, 10,000 miles away. There's just a straight line. It's one end of Eretz Yisrael, another end there. So you just happen to draw a straight line, and there's no cities. Yeah. It's hard to believe you'd classify that as Sevivo Sechalal. Yeah. But I'm saying one thing I would say is you exclude cities if they're beyond other cities. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure exactly. I mean, my answer, I guess, has to be further developed. I don't really know what I'm saying. It seems to be it's the cities which are Sevivo Sechalal. That imposes the limitation. Now, once you have the group of cities which are Sevivo Sechalal, even though one is clearly closer than one is clearly farther, you know, that those you have to measure. But it's based upon the presumption that it's identified as Sevivo Sechalal. Not every city is defined as Sevivo Sechalal. One qualification is one is further, one is through the other. But I would think that it could be there comes a point at which you say it's not too far that it's no longer defined as Sevivo Sechalal. It has to be somehow identified with the city, with this land. But it's a good question. I don't know exactly how you you could make funny cases, which I'm not really going to be able to work out. But I don't know how to work them out. Okay, fine. So now what's the question? So now our question is, so why, what are you doing measuring? So now you... Good. So let me just reiterate. So I think what this is... Yonah, he's saying similar to what you're saying, right? But just what Yonah and Matt are saying is that... Just to define it. I think we should go further in a second, but... Just to define the thing is, what's the idea of the medida? Is the medida just a means? That's normally what medida is, right? And any place, anywhere in the world, medida is a means, right? It's a means of measuring, of determining a result. So you measure. It's a means. So it's a means of determining the closest city. What to do? It means you have to verify now the closest city through medida. But if you know the closest city because it's clear, so then you don't need to do a mod to do it. Does simply it's a meaningless action because the whole idea of indeed doesn't means, and you already know the answer. So it does. What are you doing? You're not even really in that framework of mod to do. You're not even really doing mod to do because mod to do is determining an answer which you already know the answer to. So it's just like an empty action. But it's teaching you Kamash Malan, Umad to do. It's a reboy. It's teaching you that no, the medida here is an ends in its own right. Okay, it's a maisa in its own right. It's an ends. It's not a means. I mean, it's also a means, but it has a value as an ends. That you must do a maisa medida, even if you know the answer. You must do the maisa medida, and you must identify the city via identify the closest city via maisa medida. I mean, it is like an end means in a certain sense, but it's the city must be identified through medida. It can't be identified through a different method, but it must be identified. You must do the maisa medida as part of the seder regla rufa, is determining the city via the maisa of medida. So the demand for the medida is not the unknown, but the demand is the seder regla rufa itself demands that you determine the your hakrova via medida. So even if you already know it, yeah, but you don't know via medida. The halacha is that you must do a medida, which sets out the city through medida. The city is defined through the medida. It's not just a means of figuring out the result of the closest city. Now you could ask a question: what's the sense of that? What's the sense of that? That's the sense of that. Okay, so maybe like this, is I think this is what Yehuda is getting at, is that, see, this is actually where, well, let me say, you could say, before you get to this, you could say is that if you wouldn't do this, then how would the Bez and HaGadol be involved? Right? There's all ideas you want the Bez and HaGadol to be involved. Now, if you just eyeball the thing and say whatever, then you wouldn't have the Bez and HaGadol being involved in the thing. But I think it's like a little funny though. It's not direct, you know. Like let's say it was like it's making it totally dependent upon the previous thing. It's like a forced, you know. But I'm thinking that like maybe it's a parallel to that. But the idea is, and this gets into the idea of Pearson. I think this is actually where I thought of the idea of Pearson based on this idea. But the idea is that you're having a city bringing the Egla Rufa, right? Now it must be clear that the city which is bringing it is the Ir HaKrova Al HaChala. It's not just the random city which is bringing it, but that the city which is bringing it is the closest city. That they must be bringing it qua the closest city. Okay, it must be manifest that that's what they're doing. And they say, why are you bringing it? Oh, we're bringing it because there was a measurement and we were the closest city. So if there's no measurement, then it's not... Their identity as the Ir HaKrova is not part of the process. It's not manifest. And you see the nature of this thing is that it's a public thing, and it's a public display about the corpse, and the city which is closest to the corpse is involved in the Skapara, and involved in the Seder of Arifa. So the thing is that the Arifa, the measuring, is that which identifies and manifests that the city which is involved in bringing it is the city which is the closest city. If you determine it merely by an eyeball estimate, so then that's very nice that's true, that in reality they're the closest city. But that's not manifest. In other words, but the nature of the Arifa, because they're the Ir HaKrova, has to be part of that which is Meforsam, that which is manifest. So if that's the case, that can only be if the determination is not made through just an assessment in somebody's mind, but is done through a clear physical action. So the Ir HaKrova has to be determined through an action, ma'isa mochiach, a manifest action, because then it will be able to relate the rifa which follows to the fact of the abstract fact of the akrova. So the medida does that. So in other words, it seems to me is like the idea is that this is those steps which I took, is that the only way it makes sense is if you say it's an idea that you want to manifest the fact that it's the Arkrov Al-Khala. Now the idea of manifest, what kind of, usually you only go for manifest faras. Manifest faras like a funny, it sounds like a ad hoc thing. But I think here the whole idea of like involving the Bezen HaGadol is because, like we said, it's because you want to be mefarsein this thing, you want to make it public, you want it's a whole big to do. So if you just want to know practically the thing, if all this thing is just a practical matter, so they have any random old people, guys who know how to measure, surveyors, figure out the closest city, you know, or eyeballing it, the whole process is like a built-up process to make the thing into a public event, and to be mefarsein the death and the need for the kapara for the death. So given that that's the whole nature of the involving the Bezen HaGadol, so part of that is also is that the city, which is the determination of the city, is also done in a way and manner which is meforsam. So therefore it's not just the means of determining it, it's the necessary means for determining it, because it's a means, a manifest determination of the Arkrova. If you wouldn't measure, in fact, it's the closest city. But that component, like a city has a lot of characteristics. It's the closest city to the corpse. It's the third closest city to New York. It's the 80th closest city to Paris. It's, I mean, there's a million features the city has. But when they're bringing it, it has to be bringing it Petoras, Equa, the city which is closest to the corpse. Now, what makes that, how does that characteristic of the city inhere in them insofar as they're doing the process of the Arifa? Of the Egla Rufa. So the way it does is if part of the first step of the process of Egla Rufa is the Bez Din HaGadol measuring and picking, saying, you city do it, and then this city does it based upon the measurement, so then their identity as the Ir HaKrova is part of their role of, in doing it. But if there would be no Arifa, if there would be no measuring, so then it would just be, okay, this is the city that does it. Why? I don't know. That wouldn't be part of the, I mean, maybe in fact that's the case, but it wouldn't be meforsam. And that's part of the Pearson, is that this, that the Arifa is tied to a particular mace and tied to the city which is in the vicinity of the particular mace. And that's why they were chosen. It's not just they happen to be the city who's doing it because they're an important city. It's done because they're the closest. And the measuring it to this one and to that one, it makes that clear. Yeah. So to speak, the Medida sets the stage that they're the Ir HaKrova, and now they do it. And now the action which they do on the heels of the Medida is a Medida Shel HaYir, is a Arifa Shel HaYir HaKrova. It makes the Arifa an act of the Ir HaKrova. Whereas otherwise it would just be an act of the city of Tveria or whatever. What does that mean to the Krova? Happens to be that it's Krova, but it wouldn't be part of the action itself. Through the Medida, so you say, okay, you measure, you're the Arkrova, now you do it. And then they're doing it is Betoras, the Arkrova. So it underscores them as the Arkrova. But if it was just some in some guy's head that he psak, they paskin, they're the Arkrova, but there's nothing clear and manifest about it, so then they in fact would be the Arkrova, but that wouldn't be meforsam that they're acting in that capacity. So we'll talk about this more. We can talk about it more tomorrow if you want. But what I want to do next is the sheet of Rebbe Elazar, Masnisim Delik Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. He holds that you have the king and the Kohen Gadol also. So maybe we'll do that. And then I think I want to do a grid. So the question is do you have to measure from the corpse itself, or can you measure from like an outline or a mark? Or do you have to actually have the physical corpse? That's the grid wants to say that's a machlokas between the Rambam and like the Tosafta or something. So there's a grid on this parak. So I think I'd like to do that. But I don't think we have that tomorrow, but maybe the next time. Okay, so for tomorrow we'll do Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and he holds that you need an Melech Kohen Gadol, and the Gemara has a Nibaya about him. Does he also need the whole Sanhedrin or not? So you can look further in the Gemara. Alrighty.